The Minyavish suddenly quivered all over, rather violently, and when he spoke, it was with a deep intensity.
"Justice, Moff Lesserson. Because of the Freedom Flight, your organization, my people have toppled from positions of power, wealth, and influence to beings with barely any credits and no home. We are being exiled from our own world by that Roki Kim."
He spat the word, his body still shaking with his outrage.
"This would never have happened if the flight had not come in and stirred up trouble."
Now, you don't know that," said Lesserson mildly. "Freedom is a deep-seated need for many beings. It's possible that..."
"No! Unrest has been fermenting only in the last few years. Never before had the Jessar experienced this so-called deep-seated need."
His voice dripped contempt. He was wrong, of course. Lesserson had done his homework. He had heard about the Silence Oath and was well aware that it was an old, old tradition among the Jessar.
Slaves who were planning to escape, or who had managed to do so only to be recaptured, submitted to being beaten, sometimes to death, rather than reveal anything that would harm future escape attempts for others.
The Minyavish, like most beings who fancy themselves decent, had lied to themselves about the true nature of the institution. Nonetheless, he continued to humor the fuming Minyavish.
"What form would this justice take? An army to slaughter your enemies and take back your world?"
The feathers rose along every inch of Maelor's body, reminding Lesserson of the way a Bothan's fur would ripple in irritation.
"You are already believing Rokkari Kim's propaganda," he snarled. "We are not brutes. We could win back our world, yes, but at what cost? Your kind might not shrink from having so much blood on your hands, but no species on Karis would willingly embark on so violent a course. No, we have been exiled, and so we will go. But we have no place to go. We are a large populace, 3 billion. There is no world that is offered to shelter us, and we do not have the means or funds to tame a new one. That is what I want from you. You are directly responsible for the Minyavish being forced to leave Karis. You will find us a new home."
Lesserson was not pleased. He had not expected such a pacifistic response by the seemingly belligerent Minyavish. Covertly funding another revolt would be more cost-effective, and he might have been willing to consider it. Such a debt from the Minyavish could prove useful if... No, when they won. Lesserson didn't support losers. But relocate 3 billion beings?
"That is absurd," he said. "What you ask is a massive undertaking, and there's nothing in it for me."
"You have connections?"
"Oh, indeed I do. But there's nothing in it for them, either."
"Then you leave me no choice. I will expose your connection to the Freedom Flight."
Lesserson laughed.
"Oh, dear," he said mockingly. "Reveal the fact that mean old Moff Lesserson actually wanted to do a little good in this galaxy? How awful it will be to be exposed as someone who wants to help free enslaved populations."
"Go right ahead, Maelor. I dread the fact that the galaxy will know my deepest, darkest secret, that I am a decent being."
"You are not,"
growled Maelor.
"Your reasons for founding the Freedom Flight were not in the least altruistic, nor were those of your cohorts.